I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Do not just accept what you are told by someone unless you are getting it from a direct source.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, Dreallday.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, there's a bonus, the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. And today's topic is not trusting anyone's information but your own. You must gather your own information, gather your own experiences, know what you know, not what you heard, but what you actually know in life. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because these days, since any of us can put anything out there that we want as if it's information, even if it's actually not truthful information, anyone can still put it out there. There's a lot of people screaming online these days. A lot of people putting out opinions, half truths, half facts, fake news, people pushing garbage, just seeking attention or entertainment. You have people who blend their opinion with facts. That's what's happening a lot these days. This is why we have people arguing back and forth about what's factual, what's truthful, what's fake news, what's real and what's not, is because these days, a lot of dialogue that we hear in the media are people blending a piece of fact with a piece of opinion and putting it together in such a creative gumbo that you cannot separate the fact from the opinion. So this is why all of us need to arm ourselves with the knowledge that we do not accept anyone's information but our own, the attribute that we don't accept anyone's information but our own. You got to stay on point to understand what's real and what is not when you hear someone talking. It doesn't mean that you just ignore everybody. Doesn't mean you can't listen to anyone. It means when you hear someone talking, you must be able to look at that and say, okay, what part of this is actually truthful? What part of this is actually factual? And what part of this is their opinion? And when you understand someone's opinion, then maybe you can ask some questions. Well, why do you think that? If you want to find out someone is truthful, where'd you get that information? What is your source? How do you know that that is a fact? Or are you just saying it in order to push your opinion? See, these are all things you got to be able to break down. Sometimes people have said that I am very analytical to this end, and I absolutely am very analytical. That's the reason why I'm talking about this here today. Do not accept anyone's information but your own. Point number one, you must learn to ask questions. Asking questions is the most valuable way to learn in life. It's not just waiting for someone to come to you and spit a whole bunch of information at you, but asking questions. Because when you ask questions, it's one thing when you tune into, let's just say, the Work on Your Game podcast, and every day I have a topic that I've chosen to talk about and give you information and perspective and opinions about. It's another thing when you go to someone and you ask them questions, and then they reply with the answer to whatever it is that you ask. Because understand, when you listen to this podcast, you're not choosing the topic, but when you ask a question, you are choosing the topic. So you can choose your education through asking questions. Asking questions is the way that you choose your education. There's a quote for you right there. Do not just accept what you are told by someone unless you are getting it from a direct source. Don't accept that somebody said this guy is the smartest person in the room unless you were in the room and you saw this person demonstrating why and how they're the smartest person in the room. Go find out. Go ask questions. How do you know? What did they do? How do you measure how smart somebody is? These are the questions that you got to ask. Now, some people may get kind of annoyed. Some people may be peeved if you are a person who asks questions like this, or you develop a reputation for being the type of person who would ask these kind of questions. Listen, I definitely had that reputation because I'll ask these questions. See, the more people in between you and the source of whatever knowledge, quote unquote, is being put out there, the more wary you should be. For example, if someone says, well, this, someone tells you something happened and you're not sure that it actually happened or not. It seems all very hearsay. There's no actual source because there's no video. There's no recorded documentation of it happening. But somebody tells you that it happened and they're pretty sure, they're adamant that it happened. What you can ask them is, how do you know? Now, they're going to tell you that they heard it from somebody else, and that person heard it from somebody else, and that person heard it from somebody else. Now, you're five people removed from the actual source of the situation, the person who was actually there when it happened. And you don't even know if you could believe that person, because they might have their own angle as to why they want you to believe something did or did not happen, or that it happened a certain way. Now, this is, I understand that everything I'm saying here is super, super analytical. Just stay with me on it if you're not the analytical type, because this is still important. The more people in between, or the more entities in between you and the source of what happened, the more wary you should be. So get answers to your questions. For example, when I say the more entities in between, because I don't want to just say people, but an entity, a company is an entity. We can agree that there are some news companies or some entertainment companies or some TV companies or some fill in the blank companies who have strong reasons to want you to believe certain things, even if those certain things are not true. They want you to think certain things happen, even if those certain things did not happen. Why? Because of politics. They are protecting and promoting their own interests. Companies need to protect and promote their own interests to keep making money so people can keep their jobs, so people can keep their positions, so people can get promoted, so people can look good politically in the real politics, talking like the government and things like that. That's the reason politics exists in big companies, because people are trying to promote their own interests and cover their own asses. So therefore, when you get information from someone who may be what you consider to be a prestigious or high ranking position, or they're just a person who has a lot of clout, or they're just highly respected because of their title or because of where they work or because of their status or because of how much money they make or the company they're involved with, that does not mean you should accept everything that this person says, because the higher up a person is, the more interests that they have to protect. I want to say that one more time. This is something that you really need to remember for the rest of your life. The higher up a person is in terms of status, achievements, money, fame, power, the more interest that that person has that they need to protect. Therefore, the more, even more wary you should be of this person when they're giving you something as if it is information. What is their angle? Why would they be giving you this? Why would they want you to believe this? See, the person on the street, the bum on the street, the homeless person who's begging you for change, they don't have too much interest to protect. Or the only interest they got to protect is maybe they're trying to get themselves something to eat or collect a certain amount of money so they can get whatever they're going to get with that money today. But other than that, they don't have any other interest to protect. You could trust their word more than you could trust the super powerful person with a lot of money and a bunch of people working for them, and they're associated with this company and that company, because they got to protect all of that. And there are certain truths that they may not want you to know. So you need to be very wary when you hear information from someone who has a whole lot of things to protect. Point number two, and today's topic is, do not accept anyone's information but your own. This is the skill of discernment. If you're not familiar with this word discernment, I'll give you the definition of it. Discerning means the ability to judge well. Perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining, this is the Christian context, spiritual direction and understanding, but we like the first definition better. I just want to give you both, but here's the one we're using. The ability to judge well, the ability to look at a situation, and even though you don't have all the facts, even though you weren't there when it happened, you can look at a situation and you can intuit what is real and what is not, what is factual and what is not. This is a skill that is only developed through experience, people. You cannot develop discernment through looking at YouTube videos. You cannot develop discernment through reading books. You have to go out and interact with people so you can learn better what patterns arise when certain things are happening. When these things are happening, these are the patterns that I've seen with people in general, with people in this place, with these type of situations, with this amount of money. These are the skills of discernment that you develop, again, through experience. And this experience that I'm referring to is human interaction. I mean, real human interaction, not tweets, not text messaging, not snaps, private snaps. I'm talking about direct human interaction, face to face, where you can actually shake hands with a person. That's eye to eye with another individual. Questions such as that you will be asking yourself, that you will learn to be able to answer through the skill of discernment. Why would this person say this thing? What is this person's angle? And understand that every person has an angle. And I'm going to talk about that in a future episode, understanding the angles that human beings have. And when I say an angle, just to give you a preview, that is a reason why someone will want you to agree with or accept what they're telling you. Everybody has an angle, a reason why they want you to think whatever it is that they're telling you, even if it's completely false. Understand people's angles. When you understand it, you can filter everything a person says to find the actual truth and the actual facts. Everybody has an angle. I have an angle right now. I want more independent thinking people walking this earth. That's the reason why I'm giving you this episode here today, telling you to figure out what my angle is. You can ask me questions and ask questions in your mind, and then you can look and you can find my answers to those questions. It's the reason I started this podcast is because people would ask me so many questions. I said, let me get something recorded to where I've answered so many questions that people don't have to ask me anymore. So if I'm not available to answer them directly, they can still get the answer and they don't have to worry about, you know, coming to find me. And my answer stays the same. I might have a different answer on Tuesday than I had on Monday, but if I record it, then that answer will always be that answer, at least until I delete it or somebody downloads it and tries to use it against me. So understand what somebody's angle is. I want people to get their shit together. And I want everything that I say here, I'm also reminding myself of. I'm reminding myself of everything I've said on this podcast. Over 700 episodes here. I don't remember everything that I've ever said on this podcast every day. I don't just wake up thinking everything that I've ever said here. I record this stuff. I listen to my own podcast. I look at some of my own videos. I look at my tweets. I see the things that I've written in my books to remind me of the same things that I'm telling you about. This stuff is not all just front of mind for me at all times. That is my angle. But that part is not really part of my angle. But understanding my angle is I want people to start thinking the way that I'm promoting here. I'm explaining it to you why it's important, why it's been misused, and why it needs to start being used more properly. So I'm telling you these things because the numbers of independent thinkers out there are dwindling. So if you don't have this skill of accepting only your information, you're just taking it from anybody else, you can't think independently because all your thoughts will be based on information that you got from someone else and you don't even know if that's the proper information. And this is how groupthink comes to be. Point number three. Today's topic is do not accept anyone's information but your own. Trust but verify. This is point number three. And I talked about this in yesterday's episode. I mentioned this point a couple times through different episodes of this podcast. Trust but verify means very simply when somebody tells you something, when somebody tells you anything, I don't care who they are, how much you trust that person, believe what they're saying, but make sure you double check that what they told you is actually true. Because again, every human being has an angle. Your parents have angles. Your kids have angles. Your teachers, your coaches, your banker, your accountant, your boss, people who work for you. Everybody has an angle in life. And since there are so many angles in life, the one reason that you trust but verify anytime somebody tells you something, because different people will have different reasons to believe the exact same thing. So when you verify, if I tell you something and you believe it to be true and you go ask someone else who you trust and they tell you something and you believe and they tell you the exact same thing, the thing is though, that person may have a completely different reason for believing it than I have for believing. We believe the same thing, but we came to that conclusion through two completely different vehicles, two completely different life experiences, two completely different perspectives of looking at things, but we still came to the same conclusion. When you do that, when you're verifying and you learn that different people come through different paths to get to the same conclusion, now you're learning. You're learning that there is more than one way to get to a conclusion. You don't have to be X in order to get to Y. You don't have to be A in order to get to B. You could be J and get to B. But you have to be willing to trust what you hear from people, but also verify it. There are different ways of coming to that same conclusion. As I said, and the more you learn, the more you know. That's simple, right? The more you learn from other people's experiences, the more you know yourself, at least as much as you trust and verify those people's experiences. Never limit yourself to just one source of information. Now, this idea of trusting but verify, this gets me in trouble sometimes when I'm talking to people. You see, one of my favorite questions, people, is how do you know? This is a question that I ask people all the time. When somebody gives me some information and they're stating it as if it is a factual or completely 100% truthful piece of information, I will always ask the question, how do you know? How do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's factual? Someone says to me, well, a person who does this, they obviously do this, this, and this. I'm like, well, how do you know that? Oh, because you knew two people who did it, or because you just believe that? Like, how do you actually know? And then I get to challenging their point, because their supporting evidence for how they quote unquote know this thing is not really evidence at all. It's so flimsy. It's a house of cards. It's built on sand. And then people may get annoyed with me or think I'm just trying to break down their argument when I'm really not. All I'm doing is asking, how do you know? The reason why I like to ask the question, how do you know, is because if I know how you learned a piece of information, now I can go learn more information myself, because your method for learning it, I may not be privy to. Or maybe I'm privy to it. I know about this method of learning, but I haven't utilized it much because I just haven't been thinking about it. Is that human beings can only focus on one thing at a time. So you can know a lot of stuff, but not remember that you know it and not utilize it, thusly because you're not thinking about it. So on this podcast, for example, if you only understand what I know, if you listen to everything that I'm telling you here and you understand it and you say, that's good information, I'm learning from you, Dre, I really appreciate it, and now you know the things that I'm telling you, that's great. But if you don't understand how I came to know these things, you have not equipped yourself to learn them on your own. See, this is one of the most important things that I think school has failed at in general. I can't say every school or every teacher, because I don't know every school and every teacher. But in school, we are taught information. Now, the information is here in the book. The teacher stands at the front of the room and tells you the stuff. And then you get a test where you prove that you know the stuff. But school does not emphasize how you actually learned it. Did you actually learn that information, or did you only memorize it temporarily in order to pass the class? See, if you only know the things that I'm telling you, you still need me, because you need me to tell you some more stuff and some more stuff and some more stuff. You'll always need me to tell you more. You'll need to go back and remember this and this, that, and the third, because you didn't learn how to learn. See, when you learn how to learn, or you get reminded by somebody how to learn, or somebody tells you about a way that they learn and then you adopt it and start using it yourself, now you can go get your own information. Doesn't mean you shut yourself off from other people's information, because that can save you a whole lot of time. See, the stuff that I'm telling you here today, you might have had to live 10 years of life in order to learn this, but I'm telling it to you in 30 minutes. So it saves you a lot of time to get information from others, but you also want to learn, how did you find this out? How did you learn these things? How do you know these things that you know? What have you been through that gave you the experience for you to know this thing to be true? How do you know this thing to be a fact? How are you sure that that's a fact? What is your source? How did you verify it? And if the person can't answer, then you need to be very wary of the information, quote unquote, information that that person gives you. If they can't tell you their source, how they know something to be truthful, or how they know something to be a fact, it probably is not truthful and is not a fact. It's probably a whole lot of opinion that they're stating as fact, and they may not even understand that. And when you run into a person who doesn't understand the difference between an opinion and a fact, and they're stating their opinions as facts, be prepared to deal with a frustrated individual if you start asking them, how do you know? People get frustrated when you ask them, how do you know? If they cannot verify how they know something, people get kind of frustrated with that. And trust me, I know. I have a lot of experience doing it, because I like to ask this question. This is, again, I'm gonna give you this question that you need to take with you everywhere you go in life. It is, how do you know? When you're in class and your teacher states something that seems a little bit opinion-ish, but they're stating it as if it's a fact, ask this question. How do you know? How do you know that to be true? What is your source? And they need to take you to something that is a black and white, verifiable, cannot be argued fact. If they can't do that, they don't really know. They're stating something as if it's a fact, but it's actually not. And often when people are in positions of authority, they tend to state their opinions as facts to people who are under their authority, because they believe, rightfully most of the time, that they will not be challenged on their fact slash opinion. So you must equip yourself, again, with the skill of discernment, which when I review, you'll understand that, you'll hear that again, but rewind it and listen again if you forgot. You must equip yourself with the skill of discernment to hear when someone is giving you an opinion as if it's a fact. Someone's giving you their perspective as if it's the truth. And they're absolutely not truths. The question again is, this is the key question you need to take away from today's episode and start using it ASAP. How do you know? Let's recap today's topic, which is do not accept anyone's information but your own. Number one, learn to ask questions. Do not just accept what you are told unless what you are told or what you see or what you hear is from a direct source. So don't just believe that this guy beat up this guy in the lunchroom unless you were in the lunchroom and you saw that guy get beat up. If you didn't see it, do not believe anyone else unless you start asking. You verify that information and you learn it and you get enough verification that you decide this is good enough for me to believe. Point number two. The skill of discernment. This is the skill of judgment. Why would this person say this? What is this person's angle? Understand that every human being on this planet has an angle. If you are not equipped with the skill of discernment, that means you will accept every piece of information given to you, even when it's not actual information. You will accept every truth and every fact given to you, even when they're not truths. And even when they're not facts, they're just opinions. You will start accepting them. They'll become yours. And now we have fewer and fewer independent thinking individuals because they got you. The aliens have captured you. Point number three. Trust but verify. Very important to trust what people tell you. If you trust that person, trust what they tell you, but verify what they told you. People have angles. People come when people have different reasons for believing the exact same thing. Then you learn new ways that you could possibly learn. Oh, how could I learn more things if I was to use that method? Okay, you learned it this way. You learned it that way, but you both came to the same conclusion. What does that teach you? How can I utilize both of those methods of coming to this exact same position? Never limit yourself, people, to only one source of information unless that source of information is the source. Meaning, never let one person tell you everything that's happening unless the person who's telling you is the person who's actually doing it themselves. Don't let somebody else tell you what happened around the corner. You need to go around the corner and see what's happening around the corner. Do not let another person just inform you 100% because all you're getting then is their angle and their perspective, and it may be a whole lot that they are not seeing or choosing not to see or just choosing not to share with you. The question you need to take from today's episode, how do you know? Start using it. Use it today. Find a way to use it in a sentence. How do you know? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.